Beginning Again, a compilation.
I froze in horror at the sound of breaking glass. When my husband put away a dish in our china cabinet, the top shelf, which held an array of heirloom serving dishes, crashed into the shelves below. My husband was not hurt, but shards of glass lay everywhere. We catapulted into cleanup mode, but I was devastated. The dishes were beyond repair or replacement. One had shattered into mere crumbs. Sweeping family memories into my dustpan, I wanted to weep as if in mourning. One of the most bitter moments of life is when something you treasure is gone forever. A sports injury permanently alters an active lifestyle. A cancer diagnosis prohibits childbearing. We lose a perfect job or ministry. When dreams shatter into crumbs, the loss can paralyze and numb us to new desires. But life moves forward, and we half-heartedly move along because we must. Is it possible to put the past behind us? The Apostle Paul told his friends in Philippi, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:13-14. Paul moved past his past because he recognized that God's eternal purposes for him in Christ were more important than his Jewish heritage or heirloom moments listed in Philippians 3:3-6. He embraced the new season God had waiting for him. So how do we move forward when life feels all but over? The Bible clarifies how we can reclaim hope for the future. Number one, look for replacements with eternal value. Elsewhere, Paul encourages us to set our hearts on things above where Christ is, Colossians 3:1. Centering our focus on aspirations with enduring purpose makes it easier to release the things that don't last. Number two, fix our eyes on Jesus. Jesus endured the pain of earthly life and death on the cross because he had a greater goal in mind, our salvation. Ask God what his greater goal is for you. Number three, be reassured God's plans for us are good. You can trust God's goodness and wisdom when you move forward. He wants the very best for you. Confidence that God can remake the past empowers us to walk away from our shattered dreams, even if right now it doesn't make sense and is oh so hard. Letting go of the past frees our hands to grasp the future God has in store. Do you stand over the shards of shattered hope? As you step forward in faith, ask God to show you what he has waiting for you. Karen Wingate. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. The dawning of every new day could be seen as a symbol of God's light breaking through the darkness and his mercy overcoming our troubles. Every morning demonstrates God's grace, a new beginning in which gloom must flee. The mercies of God continue to come to us via a multitude of manifestations. There is no expiration date on God's mercy toward us. His mercies are new every morning in that they are perpetual and always available to those in need. We have our ups and downs, and even youths grow tired and weary, Isaiah 40:30. But God is faithful through it all. With the dawn of each day comes a new batch of compassion made freshly available to us. God's compassion is poured out from an infinite store. His mercies will never run out. God's mercy is ready to forgive our sins, as they are atoned for by the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. We serve a great, loving, and merciful God, and because of his great love, we are not consumed. Our God is for us, not against us. In Jesus Christ, we have the fullest expression of God's mercy and compassion, and he is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus' mercy is indeed new every morning. GotQuestions.org. Every day is a fresh beginning. Every morn is a world made new. You who are weary of sorrow and sinning, here is a beautiful hope for you, a hope for me, and a hope for you. All the past things are past and over. The tasks are done and the tears are shed. Yesterday's errors let yesterday cover. Yesterday's wounds, which smarted and bled, are healed with the healing which night has shed. Yesterday now is a part of forever, bound up in a sheaf which God holds tight, with glad days and sad days and bad days which never shall visit us more, with their bloom and their blight, their fullness of sunshine or sorrowful night. Let them go, since we cannot relive them, cannot undo and cannot atone. God, in his mercy, receive, forgive them. Only the new days are our own. Today is ours, and today alone. Here are the skies all burnished brightly. Here is the spent earth all reborn. Here are the tired limbs springing lightly to face the sun and to share with the morn in the chrism of dew and the cool of dawn. Every day is a fresh beginning. Listen, my soul, to the glad refrain. And, spite of old sorrow and old sinning, and puzzles forecasted and possible pain, take heart with the day and begin again. By Susan Coolidge. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Keep on believing. Don't ever give up. Keep on believing. Don't be discouraged. Keep on believing. Don't quit. Keep on keeping on. Keep on holding on to his promises. And whatever you do, keep on going for Jesus. Don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. Don't despair. Don't lose faith just because you feel like you've missed the last bus. Keep on waiting on the Lord a little longer, and he's bound to send you another bus, another chance, another opportunity, a new beginning. If you really want to find his will, he won't fail to send along his bus of opportunity to pick you up, encourage you, inspire you, strengthen you, and carry you along in the power of his Spirit to the glorious victory of your heavenly destination. Keep on believing. David Brandt Berg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.